Alec Baldwin shooting, investigators tracking source of live ammunition on Russ set. By Breitbart News on December 1, 2021. Santa Fe, New Mexico, AP, authorities pursued new leads Tuesday on possible sources of live ammunition involved in actor Alec Baldwin's fatal shooting of a cinematographer on the New Mexico set of a Western movie. As they searched the premises of an Albuquerque-based firearms and ammunition supplier. The search took place after a provider of firearms and ammunition to the ill-fated movie production for Russ told investigators that he may know where live rounds came from, describing ammunition he received from a friend in the past that had been reloaded by assembly from parts. A revolver fired by Baldwin during a Rust rehearsal on October 21 killed cinematographer Hina Hutchins and left a projectile lodged in the shoulder of director Jill Souza, for doctors later to remove. Baldwin was told the revolver was cold and had no live rounds, investigators say. Seth Kenny and his business PDQ Arm and Prop provided movie prop ammunition and weapons to the Rust production. Kenny told a detective on October 29 that a couple years back, he received reloaded ammunition from a friend, and that the ammunition stood out in his memory because of a star-shaped company logo. According to an affidavit from the Santa Fe County Sheriff's Office that is leading the investigation, Kenny could not be reached independently for comment. A sheriff's office spokesman declined to elaborate on details in the search warrant. Investigators initially found 500 rounds of ammunition at the movie set on the outskirts of Santa Fe. A mix of blanks, dummy rounds and what appear to be live rounds. Industry experts have said live rounds should never be on set. Investigators have described some complacency in how weapons were handled on the Rust set. They have said it is too soon to determine whether charges will be filed, amid independent civil lawsuits concerning liability in the fatal shooting. Watch below. Tuesday's search warrant affidavit contained some new details about the handling and loading of the gun that killed Hutchins before it was handed to Baldwin by an assistant director. Investigators say that the armorer on the film, Hannah Gutierrez Reed, loaded the gun with 5 dummy rounds on October 21, but struggled to add a 6th round before a lunch break, when the revolver was locked in a truck. The final round was added after lunch when the gun was cleaned. Gutierrez Reed stated the guns were checked on set. However, she didn't really check it too much. The firearm, due to it being locked up at lunch, according to the new affidavit. Another movie crew member, the prop master for Rust, told investigators that ammunition was purchased from at least 3 sources for the production. Jason Bowles, an attorney for Gutierrez Reed, called the search for evidence in Albuquerque a huge step forward toward determining the source of ammunition on the Rust set. Investigators also described conversations with Gutierrez Reed's father, sharpshooter and movie consultant Thel Reed, who isn't listed as a participant on Rust. Thel Reed said that prior to the Rust production he supplied Kenny with a can of live ammunition during a firing range training session for film actors. Reed said Kenny took a can of that ammunition back to New Mexico. After the shooting, the prop master on the set shook a box of dummy rounds on the set for their characteristic rattle and said they did not rattle, possibly indicating live rounds.